Incoming transmission.
Life finds a way.
Start the stark contrast.
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Stark Contrast. I am your host, Rod Stark, coming in for a Christmas Eve episode. And I have a special guest, Liam Stark. Say hello, Liam.
Hello.
As you can tell, he's as enthusiastic as a 15-year-old can be to be on a podcast. So we're going to start off with some Christmas stuff. What's your favorite Christmas memory, my boy?
I don't know. It's kind of putting me on the spot.
Well, that's what it's all about. What's your favorite Christmas memory?
Maybe when you made me like do like the treasure hunt thing and I had like a bunch of like stuff in it.
Oh, with the WrestleMania and stuff?
Yeah. So you had tickets to Royal Rumble, Elimination Chamber, and WrestleMania in it, and we didn't go to Royal Rumble or Elimination Chamber.
Do you remember why?
One was because of my grades, and one was because I was at Mom's or something like that.
No, you did something, you got grounded, and Mom wouldn't let you go to the one.
That's a stupid reason.
I'm just telling you that you should behave. Speaking of grades.
Why?
Because
why? Important, no, it's, my boy. No, not for your podcast.
It is important.
Nobody cares about
people
my grades.
Do care,
cause,
no. The last time you were on, you were talking about math, and then you didn't do too well on that test.
All right, 60 viewers. My grades are okay.
They're okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they are okay.
Oh, I think they're more than that. I have like 3 A's. I do have 3 A's.
Yeah, but one of them is in weightlifting and one of them is in computers.
That class, a lot of people in that class don't have A's. That class is actually kind of hard.
Kind of hard.
But I'm a genius and I'm a computer whiz or whatever those one kids call themselves.
So what are you going to do to get your grades up, my boy, in the classes that aren't doing good?
Take exams. Because that's what we have to do when we go back to school. So.
Are you excited about exams?
Absolutely. I wasn't even excited for Christmas. So.
Just want to get through Christmas so you can get to exams?
Why? I was more excited for the break than Christmas.
Why aren't you excited about Christmas?
I just don't. I don't know. It was just different because I would always like wake up in the morning ready to get a bunch of like new cool stuff.
Oh, so you're not excited about Christmas because it's not a big Christmas like before?
Yeah, it's different.
It's different.
Yeah, I did get a little bit of money, but I also got a toaster.
Pretty cool present.
A toaster is not a present.
People like toast.
What was that one person Uncle B was talking about?
Oh, I don't know. Some TV show that I don't watch.
Engraved it, and then the family said that's not a gift.
You got money, and you got a toaster.
An Xbox card and toaster.
And you got clothes from me that you already opened.
I didn't. I got one sweater and underwear.
How many underwear, though?
Like 3.
And the underwear you like are like $20 a piece and stuff.
Still.
Okay, so you got clothes from your dad like you wanted. Anyways, so you're not as excited about Christmas this year. You decided not to put up the Christmas tree.
Yeah, because I know I wasn't going to get anything here, so I just didn't put it out.
So do you feel like you're going to just be done with Christmas forever, or you just had a rough Christmas year?
I'm hoping that you'll step it up next year.
You're getting too old for the day.
That's
you
not.
Better get in with the girlfriend better, so she'll buy you more than one present.
It was still like worth the same amount as yours were. So.
No, it was not.
Pretty much. I don't know. It was pretty close.
No way. The sweater probably cost as much as the hoodie.
Not even close. For the sweater was like 30.
It was more than that.
Not even close.
Anyways, my boy, you need to start learning the value of a dollar.
Of a dollar. I have 100 in my pocket right now.
But you don't know the value of it. And
if,
how much it
if
takes
I
to
had,
earn it.
If instead of $100 I had $99, I could not care less. So that's, I don't know what that means.
That means you still don't realize what a dollar's worth. So you celebrated Christmas with your girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And you got her a hoodie and a t-shirt from Beyonce's clothing line. What's it called?
Ivy Park.
Ivy Park. And she liked it?
Yeah.
So did she tell you exactly what to get her, or did she just give you an idea and you picked out?
She just told me the brand. Like, she didn't tell me the brand. She was just, like, looking at a bunch of stuff, and she said that she liked it. And then I said, she's like, she thought that I got her that, and I was like, no, I didn't. And then I was like, you're making me feel bad because what I got you is worse than it. And then she was like, no, I'm going to like it. And then I just got her what she wanted. So.
Yeah. So yeah. She was surprised still?
Yeah.
She thought she was going to have to pretend to like what you got.
toaster.
Hey, maybe she likes toast too. Everybody likes some toast, my boy. So what, she got you a hoodie. Were you excited about that?
It's really nice. Like one of the nicest hoodies I have.
One of the nicest hoodies you have.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's just because you got it from your girlfriend or?
No. Like if I got it from like Dwayne Johnson or like a hobo in the corner, I'd be fine with it.
Okay. Does Dwayne Johnson or a hobo in the corner get you a lot of presents that I don't know about?
More than you got me.
Oh, my. But see, this kind of talk is why you don't get a bunch of stuff, my boy. You're 15 now. You don't need to get a bunch of Christmas presents. So here's some other listener questions. If you were invisible for a day, what would you do? So you're completely invisible for one day. What would you choose to do? What's that smile, my boy? Are you going to look at naked women or something?
No. I was going to say something, but I don't know who it is, so I don't want to say anything. Not go to school. To play Fortnite all day long.
That seems like a waste of an invisible day.
What would you do?
I don't know. Maybe go rob a bank or something.
They would see the money, though. They'd see, like, the
bank. Yeah, they'd see it floating away and think they were going crazy. Or I'd do something like, I don't know if I would...
We're supposed to be on the police side. We got robbed. So you're talking about robbing banks.
Maybe rob the police station.
Perfect.
Steal all their donuts.
Well, I mean, they're not helping us. So, yeah. Nuevo, please sponsor us.
Sponsor us. Obviously, they're right on that. They're trying hard to take care of it at all. I don't think they. I think they dealt with it for that day, and then they forgot about it completely.
Probably.
They haven't done shit. Anyways, so if you were invisible for a day, you would just skip school and play Fortnite.
I don't know.
Seems like something you could just do if you weren't invisible. Just sneak out of school and go play Fortnite. So next question, do you have any habits that you have never discussed with anybody? Anything gross?
It's not really gross, but I like chew my nails.
That's pretty gross. Do you chew your toenails or just your
fingernails? No, I can't reach my toenails.
If you could, would you chew them?
Oh, no. No, I wouldn't.
Do you like...
I always get them super long, so I wouldn't even be able to.
That'd be pretty gross. That's gross in itself.
Yeah.
Just leaving your nails till you're like a werewolf.
Well, it's like every like 2 weeks I cut my fingernails. Well, I used to because I just chew them now. But I would do like every 2 weeks. And then every other week I would clip my nails. So it'd take a month.
Every month you would clip your toenails. That's gross. I don't even think it was that often. I think it was even longer than a month.
I'm pretty sure.
Pretty gross. Ed asked... Three things that you've learned from your dad. What are three things that I've taught you?
How to be funnier, even though his jokes are kind of stale now. But
my jokes are not
back
stale.
In the day, he was in his prime, so that made me learn something. He showed me that Always Sunny is a really good show, and that I want to be the cool dad when I'm a dad.
Better be a long time before you're a dad.
I'll follow in your footsteps. Give it a good 3 years.
More than 3 years. I was 20 when I had you.
Okay, I'm not that good at math, obviously.
Obviously, yeah. Everybody knows you're not that good at math, my boy. Todd asked, when are you getting married? When do you think you'll get married?
When I love someone for a long time. And then probably before I have kids. I don't know, actually.
How old do you think you're going to be?
20s, 30s, latest 30s, probably 20s.
Late 20s or 30s?
No, probably not. It'd be 20s.
20s, you think?
Yeah.
Your mom asked, how do you feel about toast?
Next question, please.
What's your first car going to be?
The car that my dad has right now. I really like the car, actually.
Well, do you remember what kind it is?
G6.
Pontiac G6. Yeah. Or why do you really like it?
Because I get it for free.
Well, I mean, like, I thought the main thing you liked about the car.
Like the seat.
Were the seats?
Yeah. Okay. Like that kind of seat.
Leather seats with the heaters in them?
Uh-huh.
I thought you were going to say the sound system with the subwoofers and stuff.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
With the bass.
But I usually don't use that much bass. I just like to listen to the melody.
What is your favorite part about Christmas? Do you have a favorite Christmas song?
My favorite part about Christmas this year is that I get a break. the most years, it's when I wake up in the morning and then I'm like, it's Christmas, so I get to open stuff. I'm like, I don't really have a favorite Christmas song. They're all pretty good. Well, not all of them, but some of them are pretty good.
Did I ever tell you about when I was a kid and Granny and Grampy got us WCW Reverse the World for Christmas? That was like the game we wanted, the wrestling game we wanted for Nintendo 64.
No.
So we got WCW versus the World. It was like the revenge. It was like the big game of the year. And Granny had wrapped it up and put it in their closet in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell on Nintendo 64 box, like it had they were like long, like a rectangle.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw it in there and I opened it and saw that it was that game.
Mm-hmm.
So I just opened the end of the box and took the cartridge out and put in one of the old games. And then we played that new game for all of December.
When we
opened up on Christmas, I had to pretend I was all excited and surprised.
Did you ever tell her that you did that?
Not until I was a grown up.
What'd she think about that?
She was like, what? I told her when, because she said something about you and how I needed to be careful because you might try to find out what you got for Christmas and stuff. And then I told her that. I was like, you don't even know, Granny.
Underwear and a toaster.
Underwear and a toaster, my boy.
Christmas of the century.
Well, you're 15 now, my boy.
That doesn't mean a thing.
So, do you have any big plans for New Year's Eve?
Hanging with my friends.
Hanging with your friends?
Yeah.
Where at?
One of my friend's houses.
Has that been approved? I don't think
so. Yeah. Mom's weekend, I asked her, and she said, yeah.
She said you can go to a friend's house to party?
Yeah.
Whose house?
Big Dilly Dilly.
Big Dilly Dilly, who's
yeah.
that?
Yeah. This kid named Colin. He's having, like, all my friends over there, so.
I don't know who Colin is.
Mom does.
Mom knows his parents?
Yeah.
All right. Better not be any drugs or alcohol there.
Yeah. I mean, he went to the Christian school, and, you know, those kind
of
kids.
No, none of that marijuana that got legalized.
Until you're 21, kids.
Man, you gotta be a grown-up for that.
21's not really a grown-up.
So you're gonna enjoy your week off and then get ready for...
Week in 4 days.
Your finals?
Days. Yeah.
What do you think's gonna be your hardest exam, my boy?
Math, because it's really hard to study for. And you're going to make me study for a really long time. I'm going to get really bored.
Well, you got to study for a long time, so you get a good grade on it.
Well, yeah, obviously. But.
And another thing, too, is you say you didn't get anything for Christmas, but part of your Christmas is that we're going to New York. You said you're excited for that.
Well, I mean, if we go shopping, then yeah, but
I'm kind of like
we're going to a wrestling thing for you.
For you, too, my boy.
I don't watch wrestling anymore.
Why don't you like wrestling no more?
I don't, because it's fake, like, it just...
It's always been fake.
Well, yeah, but, I don't know.
Plus, I thought you liked the New Japan-style wrestling.
Never watched in my life.
You've been there live before.
Oh. Well, how would you know that I liked it? Because I never told you that in my life.
Yeah, when we went and saw them and the Japanese guys were flipping.
How old was I?
It's like 2 years ago. So you were 13.
What?
Yeah.
I do not remember that at all. When was that? Like what time?
One of the times we went to WrestleMania, you watched that too.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember that.
What's your favorite trip you ever went on with your dad?
Disney, probably.
Disney?
Uh-huh. Or is it just me and you?
I thought you complained about Disney because it wasn't cool enough.
Better than wrestling, because they did a bunch of stuff there.
Better than wrestling?
Well, we did a bunch of stuff there. Well, for wrestling, we just zip down there, and then we just go right back. We never, like, stop and, like, enjoy the place. We just go there and go back.
Man.
If we stayed at wrestling for longer and, like, did stuff in the place, then that'd be way better, but...
What about WrestleMania 30 when we stayed the whole week? In New Orleans.
We didn't really do anything, though.
Yeah, we did a ton of... What are you talking
about? Like what?
About? We did all kinds of... We went to a bunch of restaurants. We went to a bunch of sightseeing stuff. We went all over different places.
Oh, my favorite trip with you was probably the Bulls game.
The Bulls game in Chicago?
Yeah.
That was pretty good. It wasn't when we went to Texas and went to WrestleMania and the Final Four and...
Oh, that was up there, too.
Yeah, see, you just keep forgetting all the cool trips you've been on. Yeah. Most kids had never been to a Final
Four.
Well,
we missed half the Final Four, though.
We missed, like, most of the first game.
We missed all of the first game.
No, we got there when it was still going.
No, they were warming up for the second game.
No, there was definitely still going on the first game. Because we saw Crying Jordan when the North Carolina Tar Heels lost. Yeah, exactly. Anyways, what final thoughts do you have about Christmas? What's your final thoughts on Christmas, my boy?
I got money today, and I'm happy about that.
What does Christmas mean to you, though?
That I get to give people presents, and I get presents.
Would you rather give presents or get presents?
It depends.
It depends on what?
Well, I would rather give someone something that they want than get something that I don't want.
But if it was something you really wanted, you'd rather get something you really wanted than give somebody something they'd really want?
Well, it would depend. Like, give me a scenario.
Would you rather get, like, your favorite gift or give me my favorite gift?
Probably you.
Okay, hopefully you got me something good for tomorrow then.
Yeah.
And the silence.
Well, I did get an Amazon gift card, and I was going to get you something off Amazon, but I don't know what to get you, so...
So you got your girlfriend two things and your dad nothing.
Yeah.
Sounds like a teenager.
Well, you didn't give me
But what's your favorite thing about, like, what's your favorite part about Christmas? It's just a gift?
I don't know. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I guess it's kind of fun to see, like, all your family that you don't get to see all the time. But, like, after a while, it just gets kind of boring.
Yeah, it's boring to hang out with your family.
With some of them, yeah.
Gotcha.
Me and Kellyanne had fun today, though.
Well, it's good that you had fun.
And me and little Grayson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Watch dinosaur videos.
Man, dinosaur videos on Christmas. That's the way to go. You could have went to night church with mom. That could have made your Christmas. Well, I guess we'll close out with that since the boy is about done talking on the podcast for the day. Looks like he's ready to
about done with everything for
the day. Go zone out. He also forgot his controller for his Xbox, so...
Well, I have the controller, but I don't have my mic.
He doesn't have the microphone, so he can't play online. It's rough.
I can play online, but I'm going to have to play it on my TV.
Man.
So that's all you're going to hear.
It's rough. So we'll leave it with that. If you guys have any questions or comments, you can call the hotline. It's 920-395-8930. Feel free to give any questions that you want for the end of the year recap that we're going to be doing in a couple episodes. We're still working on that special guest. And also, you can send an email if you want to use the old email at thestarkcontrast@aol.com. And with that, we'll leave you. Merry Christmas to everybody. I hope everybody has a good holiday, enjoys their time with family and friends. If you don't feel up to the holidays and you need somebody to talk to, always feel free to reach out to me. I'll be there for you. And with that, Merry Christmas, and always fight the fog.
And that's when to grow on.